Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Oh, happy day. Christ has risen. It's Easter Sunday, 2024. Welcome to the podcast.
Good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful day to be alive and a beautiful day to be a believer that Jesus rose from the dead and took our sins. If we just keep going the right path, we'll all be good.
So, let's have a discussion.
Okay. Now, this discussion, you must know, I know nothing about.
So he has. I did not even.
No clue.
I didn't prep him for any of this. Mm-mm. So.
Well, I thought we were going to talk about mung bean soup.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, neither of us.
So, I had this feeling when the kids were born and early on, when they were first, you know, early stages of life. And at the time, I hadn't been going to church at the time. But when they were born and they were little, I thought, oh, I have to start going to church. I got to raise these children right. I have to go to church. And for a while I did. And I even converted to Catholicism and all of that. And, but then, you know, kind of fell back out of not going again. And of course they're grown now. And now that we have a grandson who is going to be two years old next month. Mm-hmm. In 14 days, actually.
Yeah.
I thought, I need to go back to church again. I'd love to start. And then I hear people talking about going to church. And I was like, I kind of miss those days. And I wish, you know, I'd like to start going back to church again. What are your thoughts on that?
Interesting. You know, the kids are raised so that they are to raise their kids in the Catholic religion. You know, that's what the promise of, you know, one of the promises or one of the tenets of Catholic religion is that you raise your kids in that religion. So, you know, it being up to our kids to raise their kids that way, I think, of course, it's their responsibility, but I don't think it's a bad idea for us to set that example.
Yeah. You know? And do you think that you have to attend church to be a good Christian or to go to heaven or whatever the thing is?
Well, you know, my theory or thinking on that is that, well, you know, my spiritual experience didn't come from church. It came from something else. Mm-hmm. And I think that church is a great thing. I think it's good for the soul. I think it's a reminder to people to live spiritual principles. It's a way of meeting people and being able to help others and all that kind of thing. But as a kid, my grandmother lived where we grew up and she went to church with us, but she was not practicing Catholic. And, you know, while growing up and going to Catholic school and all, they told us that if you didn't do this, that you were not going to go to heaven. Mm. You know, you must do these things to go to heaven and all this stuff. And as I saw my grandmother, she went to church with us, but she did not practice Catholic religion because she said there were a couple of things, and I can't remember exactly what my mom told me about it, but there were a couple of things that she said that...
Now, this would be your dad's mother
or
your
mom's mother.
Oh, really? Okay.
She said there were a couple of things in there that if she practice the religion, then she would be hypocritical of, you know, something. I can't remember exactly what. So she couldn't practice the religion.
Hmm.
But here was a woman who gave of herself to anybody and everybody she came across. If a bug landed on her arm, she shooed it away instead of killing it. I never saw her talk cross about anybody. I never saw her do anything that would have been unchristian or that God or Jesus would have been offended by. And they're going to tell me that this woman, because she didn't practice this religion, is going to go to hell? I couldn't quite buy into that.
Yeah, okay.
So therefore, can you get Christianity or can you get spirituality without going to or attending a church or religion? I think absolutely you can. Absolutely. But for some, I think it is very helpful for them to do that because they don't have maybe the experiences that I had or that somebody else had to get that to get that spiritual experience.
Yes, and I heard Megyn Kelly just on Friday talking about how she attends Mass. She goes to church, attends Mass, Catholic Church. And she, the way she just said it simply, she said she likes to go because she feels like when she's there, she's in a place that's elevated and that she can worship properly. Okay. Period. Mm-hmm. Period. That's all. Mm-hmm. Nothing else.
Right.
You know, because we're out here in our house, in our real world, we get busy. We, you know, at least when you go to church, you're reminded on a weekly basis what you're supposed to be doing as a Christian.
Yeah.
I don't know. What. And, whatever.
Well, it's, you know, at that point, it's what works for that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's exactly what it is. You know, I don't have, and I'll, you know, go back. I don't have a monopoly on how you or this other person, you know, gets closer to God or closer to whatever higher power or, you know, whatever you want to call it. I don't have a monopoly on it. And I don't think any one particular religion has a monopoly on it. I think, you know, God and Jesus look at it from a different point of view.
But do you believe, well, there's different belief systems. There's the Muslims and there's the other religion.
And I noticed I didn't say Christianity. I said spirituality.
I know. And I want you to, are you embarrassed by your, are you a Christian? Are you, I mean, are you?
I think I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're just saying you don't have any kind of authoritarian, you shouldn't be telling other people what they should believe.
I think there are a set of fundamental things in our mind and body before we are even indoctrinated into religion that let us know from what's right and what's wrong.
You use the indoctrinated into religion.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's indoctrination. Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, again, the Catholic religion says if you don't do this, you're going to hell. We're indoctrinated to believe that.
If you don't do what though? Follow all the sacraments.
Go to church on Sunday.
Like all the I've never heard that. Mm-hmm. I've never heard that.
I was told that if you don't do that, you better it's gonna be trouble.
I've not heard that.
Okay, well, anyway.
I think as long as you believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior, you invite him into your heart. That's it.
Okay.
And, of course, you got to follow the Ten Commandments. You got to love God. You got to love God and Jesus with all your heart.
There's that fundamental of, you know, everybody's ingrained with that fundamental of what's right and what's wrong. And then, you know, later on in life, we're told, you know, maybe told differently or instructed differently.
That's interesting. That's interesting. We could talk about this forever, but I want to move on to a different topic.
But
I wanna,
I'm right, Simon.
Okay, whatever. I wanted to talk about, I don't know if you've heard about it or not, this whole Candace Owing thing and Ben Shapiro, The Daily Wire. Have you heard about this?
I know that she's... They're feuding for some reason, but I haven't looked into the reasons why.
Yeah, I think she's kind of lost her mind. She's gone off kilter a little bit. But she tweeted, during this whole argument between the two of them, she tweeted out something like, Christ is King. Now, she didn't tag him in it. She didn't refer to anybody who she was. She just said, Christ is King. And now everybody is saying that that's an anti-Semitic thing to say. I don't think so, but I'm a Christian. Now, if you say it, the way you say it to a Jewish person, maybe, I don't know. But how come I can't believe Christ is King? I mean, and then cause if I believe Christ is King, then I'm anti-Semitic? Is that what people are
trying? No.
Here's the thing, though. It's people. It is human beings trying to twist and justify whatever in words, whatever they want, and it's stupid.
Well, you know, here are two people going back and forth. One's Jewish, one's of the Christian, one's Jewish, I guess. And, you know, people could surmise that she's taking a shot at Ben's religion by saying, you know, Jesus is, what was the tweet?
Christ is King.
Christ is King. Okay. And of course, we refer to that as Jesus Christ is King. And of course, in the Jewish religion, the Savior has not come yet.
I know. I get all
so, that. So, you know, so, well, I'm just saying, so people are maybe taking a, she maybe think that she's taking a shot and that, you know, man, you know, maybe it's a little bit out of place to take a shot at Ben for that. But no, for you to go on and say Christ is King in that sense, no, you have all every right to say that.
Yeah, and absolutely. That's what I'm saying. In her tweet, she did not point. She did not tag anybody.
Right.
But it was during the whole hubbub.
Exactly. And so, I think I just said that why, since they're in that dispute, people might have assumed she was taking a shot
at guess.
Him. You know, so I decorum guess. May have said, this isn't the right time for me to say that. But she is perfectly allowed to say it. So in my regard, I'd look at it and go, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to do. But people just keep bringing it up and bringing it up and bringing it up.
They have nothing better to do, though, dear.
I guess.
That's why turning these things off and
yes.
watching Billy the Exterminator on Sunday mornings is a great thing, you know?
So, but do you know there are a group of Jewish people who believe Christ is the Savior? They're called Messianic Jews. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes.
Okay.
Look them up. Messianic Jews. Okay. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Okay, well, that's something to look at. I did not know that.
Yes.
Okay.
So anyway, that is our discussion for Easter Sunday. How do you like that? It's been 11 minutes. Now we got to have a question of the day, and I do not want it to be religion related. All right, so our question of the day is,
what is your specific go-to candy for Easter? Now, you may have a candy that you like during the week and all the rest of the year, but is there one specific, and what is your favorite go-to candy for Easter? Is it?
I am going to say Peeps. I know Peeps get a bad rap. I don't know why. Because all it is marshmallows coated with sugar, I think, right? That's all a Peep is. I don't know why people hate Peeps. I think they hate Peeps because it became popular to hate Peeps. So, you know, they're just trying to jump on the popular bandwagon. That's all. How could you hate a marshmallow? Come on.
I just think it's the texture for those things.
I love them.
I mean, I ate one and was like, okay, good, but I can't eat another one.
Yeah.
So that's...
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a marshmallow. No, of course. You can only eat one at a time.
No, I'm talking about I ate one and then I'm not going to eat another one. You know? I mean, you could stuff a whole lot of them in your mouth if you wanted to because they melt pretty fast.
Well, there's so much sugar. I mean, but it's nothing but sugar.
That's why one's enough.
Yes.
So,
but you don't hate them.
No, I don't hate them. Absolutely
well, of course,
not.
There's always the chocolate Easter bunny, and then there's the jelly beans, and then there's...
I like Reese's.
I like the little egg-shaped, and it's chocolate with peanut butter in the middle. You know what I'm talking about? The egg-shaped? They only come out at Easter. They're like a Reese's cup, but they're not because...
Like Carvel's or...
Yeah, I don't know. But they're not like a Reese's cup. They taste different, even though it's the same damn ingredients.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems like there's more peanut butter.
I think those are the ones that did the commercial. Thanks, Easter Bunny.
No. These are flat. They're flat. They're not three. They're just flat. But they're cut out like an egg.
Oh, okay.
And it's got like whipped peanut butter in the middle.
That sounds
good. And cool. It's chocolate. It's just so good.
I'm hungry now.
All right, we're going to have a big breakfast because we're going over to the kids' house later for their little Easter egg hunt. And they're having all of their friends over. And they're going to hopefully have some food to feed everybody. So,
if they don't, we will be fortified enough to make it through the day.
Yeah. What do we have? We're having a little bit of everything for breakfast, aren't we?
We're having a big breakfast today.
Yeah.
Yes, we're having a little bit of everything.
Oh, look at that snake that got that rat.
Billy the Exterminator.
Wow.
You can't beat it.
Okay, we got to go.
He's wearing a cross and everything.
Uh-huh.
He's a good Christian person.
Oh, yeah. All right, got to go. You guys have a great day.
Go, dogs.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy.